A House of Straw. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Most of us live in buildings made out of wood, concrete, steel, or bricks. But some people are making their homes with bales of straw. One couple in Grass Lake, Michigan, has spent the past 2.5 years building a very efficient home with straw bales. And it's not just some little novelty project. Joe and Shelley Trumpy actually live in it with their 2 daughters. If you're thinking Big Bad Wolf, yeah, Joe's heard that one just a few times.
That's the most common joke. 3 little pigs, exactly.
But the fairy tale jokes stop the minute you turn the corner on the country road and see the Trumpy home. It's big. 2 stories, 2,000 square feet. The outside is red adobe, and it has a green steel roof. The whole thing is supported by a traditional timber frame and field stones. Joe says they wanted to build with natural materials that they could get locally. They're almost entirely solar-powered. And they wanted to live in a really energy-efficient home. Straw can do that.
It's cheap, and the size of the bale gives you a lot of insulation.
Inside, it's really cozy, even though it's 20 degrees out with a biting wind. Joe says that's because the walls are so thick. They have an insulation value 2 to 3 times greater than a conventional home. And yes, they have electricity, running water, indoor plumbing. There's even a flat-screen TV hanging on the wall. Everything looks so conventional, you'd never guess the walls are filled with straw.
Here, I'll show you. There's a all straw bale buildings have a truth window, a little doorway that we can open up and is not plastered by the adobe, so you can actually see the straw behind and show you the truth.
And there they are, stacked bales of wheat straw tied with a red rope. The seed's been removed, so critters won't eat it. But there are bigger worries.
When you're building the building, of course, all the open straw is a huge fire hazard at that point. So we were really careful about not having any smokers around the building and no open fires. Once it's coated with mud, the fireproofing is really in place.
Joe says you also have to let the straw breathe so it won't trap moisture. Otherwise, the walls could rot. He says the adobe plaster on the outside of the straw allows air to flow through. Before they could even start building, they had to win over their building inspector. Straw bale buildings are not in Michigan building code. Tom Nolte ended up being Joe's guy. He says inspecting a straw home was a first for him.
Joe had his idea laid out for me, and I simply left him with, if you can get me the engineering details to chronicle how the roof would be supported and how it all ties together, then I'd say, let's go for it.
Nolte says Joe did that, and he's satisfied the house is perfectly sound. But building your house in an unusual way is not easy. Shelley's a third grade teacher, and Joe's a professor. Before and after their day jobs, every day, they worked on their house. They dug 50 tons of field stones out of their farm field. Joe milled every piece of wood himself. Shelley built the 35-foot-high stone fireplace.
My advice is don't tell your wife how much work it's going to be before you get started, because she'll never go along with it. The girls, too, none of us really had any idea how much work it was going to be. You did?
It was more than I planned, but it's still, I knew.
Joe and Shelley say they went through all this because they wanted to prove it's possible to have a comfortable home with a small impact, one that uses natural materials from within miles of their house.
It's a great example for my students and for my children in terms of being respectful to nature and living in this earth.
You can see photos and a design plan of the Trumpy home at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.